Did perimenopause or menopause catch you off guard? Weird symptoms appearing from nowhere, wondering who is this person who's inhabiting your body? And most of all, having no one to talk to about it? It happened to me too. And with all the chaos that it was causing me, I knew I had to figure it out. I dug in, reading often outdated books and searching obscure references on the internet. I learned how our shifting reproductive hormones mess with every cell in our bodies. And as I realized how complete this hormonal disruption was, I became determined to help other women understand and control their own menopause journey. Because menopause matters. And here, we talk about all things menopause. I'm your host, Jean Andrus, and this is Menopause Matters, the podcast. Hello, everybody. This is Jean Andrus, the menopause guru, and this is Menopause Matters, where we talk all things menopause. And today, I decided a few weeks ago that I was going to start a new little type of program for you that's particularly special, because this is Passion Projects. And I'm looking for people who do this, and I found a great person to start this. We're talking today about things that come into our lives or came into our lives a long time ago, and now we have room and space in our lives to pursue them. So today I want to introduce you to Darcy Monet. And Darcy is a vocal coach and a professional singer and a few other things that don't count so much, but I want to talk to you. Yeah, we don't talk about that, stuff. But I want to talk to you about Darcy's recent passion project. And Darcy was chosen to sing a portion of a very famous song in a very famous movie. She's not the original singer of this song. You will understand when you hear what it is. But she has decided that she would re-record it. You did re-record it, right?
Yeah, full from scratch. Yes.
Yeah. And release this piece of music into the world as her passion project. So Darcy, welcome to Menopause Matters. I am so delighted to have you, and I'm so delighted to bring this story to my listeners. So
thank you for having me.
Tell us why Releasing the Rose.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope people are comfortable because it's a story.
Sit back, sip your wine, and listen in, because this is a great story.
Put your cankles up. Here we go. This would probably be 2003-ish. I was called in to sing about a minute, 60-second clip of the iconic ballad, The Rose. That was originally made famous by Bette Midler in the movie of the same name. But this was for a tiny little independent film going to Sundance called Napoleon Dynamite. At the time, literally, it was just this little indie film that was goofy and silly, and it's going to all the festivals. And so it doesn't pay very much, but we need you to come in and do this cover song. What is important to know is that sometimes when you try to license the original recording of something for your film or your project, the label will say no, or they'll quote you such an exorbitant licensing fee that you, as a small little production, you can't do it. That's when they call people like me, professional studio vocalists, in to cover the song. Then they can still use the song, but it's just not Bette singing it, right? So that's what I did. I got paid $100 for the day of recording, and we just kind of brushed it off, me and the music director who hired me. He said, yeah, it's just goofy little, it'll be nothing. This is just a, a project to try to get our feet in the door of, you know, more work. Little did we know that Fox Searchlight would pick it up at Sundance and it would blow the doors off the market in 2004. Yeah. The unfortunate thing is that I did not receive credit in the film and I've never been paid any residuals for my work. Meanwhile, like, I went to the theater with friends to see my name scroll in the credits for the first time ever. And I was so excited. And they were sitting there. We loved the movie, laughed our butts off. It's a great little film. And then it starts scrolling and literally every single song, other song that was used, said such and such title of song, written by so-and-so, publishing information, performed by whatever artist, except The Rose. It said The Rose, written by Amanda McBroom, Warner Tamerlane Publishing. That's it. Oh. My name is conspicuously absent.
That is awful.
It was, I went home in tears. You know, I was like, that should have been my big break, because not only the reason I got paid so little was because SAG-AFTRA, the Actors Performers Union, mm-hmm. allows these licenses for festivals. So you can use SAG-AFTRA union talent, but you have to pay the full rates. It's a way for new filmmakers to get their foot in the door. Fabulous, right? That's great.
Right.
Good for them. But when something like this comes around, and I wasn't union. I'm still not union. Because mm-hmm. what this should have done was get me my SAG card. I would have been able to fill out the paperwork that allowed me to start doing SAG work within a 30-day period. But at the end of that 30-day period, I would have had to cough up the joining fee, which is like right. $3,300. Yeah. So the plan was, oh my gosh, this movie is huge already. I've got my Taft-Hartley. That's what they call it when you do your first union job. They Taft-Hartley you. Like, I've got my Taft-Hartley. Then with the residuals from the broadcasts and plays of this, mm-hmm. I'll be able to set aside that $3,300 and join the union probably within a year. And then I can become a studio singer, which is what I came here to do. Working significantly all the time. And because they did not credit me and because they did not do what they needed to do to make sure I got residuals, none of that happened.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah. So that's 2004.
So
now,
what are you doing with it?
The 20th anniversary is this year of the film. Okay. And you and I met in a wonderful business coaching program. And in the course of my time with them, Jesse Corin, the amazing co-owner and brilliant coach. Basically just was like, what are you doing? How can you take this narrative back? Because it was such a source of heartbreak and bitterness for me that I packed away my artist, Darcy. I wasn't performing anymore, really. I was just in the voice coaching and been like, okay, I missed my boats and several boats, you know, last train out. I'm done. Let's just focus on this voice coaching thing and try to make that more than part-time. And in the course of telling this story, he was like, you got to take this narrative back. What can you do to do that? And I percolated on that a few days. And every once in a while, out of like the ether, somebody would come out and go through my website and go, hey, I found out it's you singing that song, Not Bette Midler. Do you have a full version of that? I'd love to have it. And I've always been like, no, we just recorded the 1 minute. And da, da, da. So as I'm thinking about what Jesse said and how can you change this narrative and how can you make this an empowering thing for you, I decided, all right, I'm going to record this whole version of this song. I'm going to do a full version, cover it. And then I thought, wait a minute, when did it come out? What year is this? And then I started Googling and I was like, oh my God. The 20th anniversary, I can do that and make a big thing out of it. And I crowdsourced and hired a PR firm, and they're working for me to get the word out there. And so that's why now. That's why
that
now.
That is healing. Amazing, project. Amazing story. I love the fact that it's healing. I love the fact that it's passion. Mm-hmm. And I love the fact that you simply took control and are empowering yourself. Now, for the listeners, we are recording this the day before this drops on Spotify. And there will be information in the show notes as to how you can go out and find Darcy's work on Spotify and support her through that. Now, give me that. Give me the short version of why supporting you on Spotify just ain't enough.
Well, first of all, the song will be on any streaming platform that you use. Great. So you can also download it for 99 cents on iTunes. That could be helpful. Awesome. I get a fraction of that. There will be a lyric video for those of you who don't do the streamings. You'll still be able to go to YouTube and watch, hear the song with a pretty picture, whatever. And I am going to be doing an official music video very soon. We're working that out. So that'll be fun. But the thing about Spotify is that they pay such a tiny fractions of pennies is all they're willing to pay. So this could be, this could blow up and I'm still only going to make like $5 from it. So really it's about trying to get more attention, more followers, hopefully work this into more performances. Like Darcy, the performer, is resurging, you know, I'm going to be back on stage soon. And I have two more singles I plan to record this year. So like Darcy, the artist, is coming back. And so I would love people to come on this journey with me and
follow Darcy.
My other music is on there too. Yeah.
Yeah. That's just, it's incredible to see this passion coming out. And so I'm going to, you talked a little bit about the coaching program and there's a lot of us on there. Most days they're 40 or 50 on any given afternoon's call. All whatever you want to call it, Zoom meeting. And I want to say that when we started, I was like, this is a person who needs something. And then I was there that day. And it was an incredibly moving story that you told. And everyone there felt your anguish at having this big break snatched away from you. But from that day on, I saw you grow. I saw you grow in tremendous ways in taking back your power over this. And then I've gone on at least two of your evening concerts. So Darcy comes online on Facebook, right? Yes, yes, Facebook Live.
And also TikTok. I've been doing both at the same time.
I don't do
time.
TikTok.
Just in case anybody out there prefers it.
Or still has it after tomorrow.
Right. Who knows?
Yeah. Whatever. But you do this series, and I'm hoping that you will continue doing them, where you get on Facebook Live and you've managed to set it up so that it sounds pretty good if you have decent headphones or decent sound coming out of your computer, where she is singing some wonderful, wonderful music. And I really enjoyed it. Christmas concert. I did your movie concert the other night. And I think
they always try to have a theme usually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I want to recommend that if this story moves you like it moves me, this is a person you can support with real simple stuff.
Yeah.
Real simple stuff and really get some enjoyment out of it. So what I want to do right now, and we're not going to do this live, for all kinds of technical reasons, but I'm going to insert The Rose by Darcy Monet, written by
Amanda McBroom.
Thank you. Into this recording. So sit back and enjoy, because it's beautiful.
Some say love, it is a river that drowns the tender reed. Some say love, it is a razor that leaves your soul to bleed. Some say love, it is a hunger, an endless aching need. I say love, it is a flower, and you is all.
That was amazing. You have a fabulous voice. And I say this from someone who comes from a very musical family on about three sides and can't sing a note.
Oh, well, see, I don't believe that. That's a whole other show.
That's a whole other show. But I have issues with rhythm and beat. I have issues with actually hitting a note. I have issues with staying in range. My karaoke song is It's a Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong.
That's a great song.
It's a great song, but it suits my voice.
The funny thing to me is, if I might interrupt, you have such a musical speaking voice. And one of the reasons I know that is because you made a very lovely hypnosis sleep helping thing for me, and her voice is so soothing, y'all. It's So I think you can probably learn and improve. You might never be with Whitney Houston, but you can get better.
So how would you do that with someone who kind of always did want to sing?
Mm-hmm. Well, there are some extra, for one thing, when people tell me they're tone deaf, I'm like, I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. Excellent. It is so rare to be truly tone deaf. Mm-hmm. People who are tone deaf can't tell they're off. People who just need to work on their pitch, that is literally getting your brain and ear and mouth to simultaneously fire, you know, at the same time. And that is programmable with exercises. You can learn that. It might take you more time than other people. Like, I was born just knowing how to make harmonies and stuff. It's just something that is innate in me. But for most people, it's not. But it can be learned. And that's something I didn't know until I started teaching, actually. And I was like, oh, let's do this. And then in talking with my other coach friends, they're like, yeah, here's some exercises for ear training. So you can learn how to match pitch better over a course of time if you're dedicated to it. So most people who say they're tone deaf, I'm like, no, you're not. Mm-hmm. And then they might, it does depend, however, motor skills are a big deal, you know, when it comes to singing, being the difference between being an okay singer, or a good singer, or a great singer. Some people just don't have the motor skills to get to great, but everybody can improve somewhat, you know? And if you're a person who is very musically inclined, but doesn't have a great voice, but is a singer-songwriter, you can get good enough to get people to listen to you, especially if your writing is really good, you know?
Arlo Guthrie never got there.
Right? or Tom Waits, can we talk about, or Bob Dylan? Like, you know, there are some people whose songs we just appreciate and we let them get by.
And then we give Bob Dylan a Nobel Prize. Exactly. Yes.
For being a freaking poet.
He's an amazing poet.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about your vocal coach working, because, you know, we just talked about whether or not anybody could. Do you work with people like me, or do you prefer to work with like young actors and actresses who are trying to break in, or is it just a wild range of people that you work with?
It is a pretty wild range, I have to say. I have had plenty of people like you. And it's been, for me, I do feel like I am at my best as a coach when I am working with somebody who has a basis from which to grow, and somebody who has a career minded, you know, they're career minded about it.
Okay.
But when it comes down to it, if I have somebody who I know is never going to be able to do it for a living, but they love it so much and they work hard and they show up and they make an effort, I am all in with those people, you know. Wonderful. Really, because I'm like, singing is something that everybody should be doing whether they do it well or not, because it's so good for you. It's so therapeutic, and you get these endorphin releases that can change your mood in 30 seconds, you know. You know, absolutely. So it's like, I like to say what I truly am is a healer, but my modality is the voice.
That's awesome.
I get a lot of people that have self-confidence issues, and sometimes I become Dr. Darcy more than Darcy the voice coach, you know? And it's like, so yeah, I like to work with all different people. I think technically, musically, I'm at my best with somebody who is got a little fire in their belly, they want to do it for a living. But I also love my students that just want to experience the joy, or who just want to grow. And
so bringing the joy into singing is a big thing for you.
Yes, for sure. Because I lost it for so many years, you know, because of the whole Napoleon Dynamite thing. And I just was like, well, that's it. I didn't make it. Tails between my legs. I'm going to teach people and be a mentor. And now I'm like, I have so much to tell people what not to do. <You know? laughs> Don't let this bring you down. Don't let this define you or your career.
That's an amazing lesson. for all of us that so many of us, so many women start out their lives with big hopes and dreams. Mm-hmm. And we get sidetracked because someone says, that's not, you're not going to make any money that way, or you're not going to find a husband that way, or
you don't look,
you're not
the
any
part.
Good at it. You don't look the part.
You're too old, you're too tall, you're too short, you're too fat, to everything.
and I, not even acting or singing.
Yeah.
But there was a time in my life where the only thing I wanted to do was work with horses. Only.
Oh, I love horses.
That was from about this morning. It still is a dream of mine to find a way to make horses a part of my life.
Yeah.
But we have so many dreams. Mm-hmm. And then we hit that magic puberty age. And for, it sounds like for you, you kept going, which is phenomenal. But for so many of us, we kind of get sidetracked into this babies and boys and biology, I call it.
Absolutely.
And we make decisions out of what our future mate wants. We make decisions out of what our parents think we want or think we should be doing.
Societal expectation too.
Yeah.
You know?
But those passions don't necessarily go away.
Right.
They don't necessarily go away. Sometimes they get sidetracked.
Yeah.
Sometimes they get buried. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we throw some things on top of them.
Mm-hmm.
I was
sometimes
never,
we quit.
Sometimes
we just quit.
Yeah. But what I love about your story is here you are in this second half of your life saying, I don't care. I'm grabbing for that brass ring.
Well, that's kind of the great thing about, like, literally, I feel like the day I turned 50, I was like, no more F's to give, people. I'm going to do what I want to do. And good, you try and tell me I can't. Like, I wish this wisdom, like they say, youth is wasted on the young. It truly is. Because if I had this frame of mind when I was 20 years old, I'd be a dadgum national treasure right now, Jean. I'm telling you.
You and Dolly.
I should have been.
You and Dolly.
But here's, you, Dolly.
Here's the thing. That baby's boys in biology is real. And and it allows us to get sidetracked and sucked into these societal expectations and these stories that we tell ourselves. And then somewhere along the line, everyone who listens to my podcast regularly knows I say it, right around 43, because it is oddly consistent that somewhere around 43 to 45, we say to ourselves, I've been people pleasing. I haven't been doing what I want to do for so long, and I want to grab what I want to grab. And sometimes it takes us a few years to really start getting in there and being in the no F's to give. But I am so proud of you. I am proud to see someone who has grabbed hold of this amazing treasure that you are and put it out there for the rest of the world to see. So I'm encouraging every listener to go out to Apple Music and find The Rose by Darcy Monet. Don't bother with the Bette Midler. Don't get second best. Don't get second
best. I do have to say, before I recorded the song, I went down a rabbit hole listening to other covers of it.
Yes.
And I feel very strongly that mine is the best.
The best. Yes.
It wasn't a very high bar. Crushing it, honestly.
Of course it is. So go out there, buy it on buy it on Apple, put it on your Spotify mm-hmm. or other playlists.
Yes, please.
Start putting it out there. Share it with your friends. Come to Darcy's concerts and sing yourself.
Yes.
Spend some time singing.
Sing. And if you want to find all these places, you can find at my website, darcymonet.com, D-A-R-C-I, Monet, like the artiste, .com.
And that will be in the show notes along with, and how, if somebody wanted to talk to you as a vocal coach or had mm-hmm. a child or a relative who needs that kind of coaching, is it the same place?
Can find everything. There's a link to my voice coaching website through my regular website as well.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah, and all the ways to contact me for sure.
Thank you so much for coming in today and talking
about this. Thank
you
for having me.
Wonderful project. Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us today. If you enjoyed this episode, please submit a rating and review and share it with a friend. Menopause has many annoying symptoms, but not many are worse than the lack of sleep. If you are one of the 90% of women who suffer from menopausal insomnia and/or fatigue, I'd love to offer you my free download, 5 Tips to Get Better Sleep Tonight. You can get it at menopausematterspodcast.com/sleep. And let me know which of these tips works best for you.